Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Yeah, I'm thinking on...
Welcome to this week's edition of the Geekly Planet, where we talk about all the things that we're geeking out about. We hope that you enjoy this week's episode with your hosts, Pat Aldridge, TJ Tamer, and Trey Pierce.
Hey everybody, welcome into the Geekly Planet, where we talk about all the things we're geeking out about. And for some reason, you tune in to hear what we're geeking out about. Here at the Geekly Planet, we believe that everybody geeks out about something, and you're going to have to listen to us talk about our geekery. Gentlemen, I think we should apologize for last week not putting an episode up. It was a crazy week for everybody, so we didn't get the chance. So to our three fans, Aaron and Josh and whoever the third person is, we apologize.
Yes, to all of our many ones of listeners.
Maybe someday we'll be in the tens of listeners.
We'd have to do too much work. We'd have to have a social media presence, and we'd have to actually put episodes out on time, and, you know.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Say crap that people want to listen to.
And what's funny is apparently our Seinfeld episode about nothing was, I think, one of our most popular of recent time, which is funny.
Yeah. Apparently people aren't digging the TV shows that we're watching.
Hey, TJ, guess what?
What?
The Cubs are winning.
Well, that's true. And they've done that a lot recently. Granted, they've been playing the dumpster fires, but.
And of course, they couldn't win when I was there at Wrigley Field.
No, they lost that game.
What they did do well in that game is every pitcher that came into the game gave up at least one home run. So, you know, there's something to be said for that, I guess.
I mean, that is what that is. But can we start like a petition or something that the next team that does change their name, can they become the Dumpster Fires? Like instead of the Cleveland Indians, can we have the Cleveland Dumpster Fires?
Yeah, Carolina Dumpster Fires. I'm here for it. I would proudly
I would
proudly rep their stuff.
Oh yeah.
Tell me that merch would not sell out.
Oh, of course it would.
In a heartbeat.
People wouldn't even be like, I don't even know baseball, but I'm going to get a Dumpster Fires jersey because that's fantastic.
The same reason I got a Rocket City Trash Pandas t-shirt.
There you go. Means, you know, I don't care, but it's a Trash Pandas.
Right. Yeah, speaking of TV, this week, such a big week for TV. Stranger Things 4 is coming out on Friday.
That's one thing. So what else we got?
That's the only thing that matters. But
I mean, you were pumping up. You're like, it's a big week for TV, and it's like one.
Other people probably like the fact that Obi-Wan's coming out on Friday.
Talk about dumpster fires.
At least the exciting thing about Stranger Things is I will have watched season 4, part 1 before we record next week. So
yeah, like I said, I caught up on the Strange New Worlds. And only nitpick about it is that there's a bit of science that I find incorrect. I think they finally did something good. This is the most Trekkie Trek in a while. I have enjoyed the heck out of it.
I think TJ and I were saying the same thing when we watched just the first episode.
Yeah, so... that's a fair way to put it. Also, I would rock the hell out of their away team jackets from the last episode.
Oh, yeah, that was... So, one thing that I truly dig is, and it surprised the heck out of me, that they actually... did not like their looks like it should look if it was before Kirk showed up. Like, there's not things that are like way more futuristic. The tricorders look like the classic tricorders. Like, Discovery was before this, but everything on Discovery looked like it came from 30 years in the future, not, you know, there. So I dig that they went retro with it. I like, you know, I like the characters. I like what's going on. The only thing that really true, and this is because, you know, there's science, is when that, in the second episode, when that meteorite came through and it broke off a chunk and like it started raining on that world, a world that has only known desert and is hard packed, there's going to be some flash flooding and people going to die badly. But they just kind of like brushed over that. It was like, oh, it's going to be a much happier, nicer world and civilization. No, there's going to be about to happen on this planet. Very tragically. But I did appreciate that, I want to call him Pine, but it's not Pine. What's the captain's name?
Ike.
I'm thinking of Chris Pine. But Captain Pike was like, oh, General Order 1, screw that. And they're like, okay, we're going to rename it the Prime Directive. He's like, that's not going to stick. Guess what, sucker? It stuck.
Yeah, see, the cool thing about this is... I don't remember how many years into their 5-year mission before Kirk took over.
Well, but this is Sam Kirk, not James Kirk.
Yeah. I know that's his brother. I'm just saying in the lore, because this is the Enterprise. So this is the Enterprise that James T. Kirk is going to take over. I don't know how long. I don't remember how. Pat, do you know how long Pike's mission was? Which I'm here for.
He was saying it's a 5-year mission.
Yeah.
In the intro, he says a 5-year mission. Now, did Kirk do another 5-year mission?
Well, that's my thing. I don't. You know, that's what I don't know.
That's what I'm going. That's what I'm thinking is that Kirk is doing. Kirk is doing the second stretch of the Enterprise.
Well, that's fine if they 100%, because it was, you know, it was commissioned for 10 years or whatever, and that's completely fine, because if they keep doing this, I'm 100% down for them having a like an elongated run of this show.
Yeah, I mean, they even stuck to, like, and I messaged my buddy who's like a hardcore, like, he's a hardcore critic of everything they've done lately. But I was watching the first episode, I'm like, did they just like stick to continuity accurately in this first episode? He's like, what are you talking about? Like, to praying. Like, they brought the actual character from the Aquan to Ponfar, and he went back to Vulcan, was like, let's do this. And she's like, no, I think I like this other guy better now. Like, they brought that character, and she actually looks similar to what she did in the original series. They're actually, which is crazy.
So, speaking of Spock, I love the fact that he's oblivious to the fact that Nurse Chapel's hitting on him.
Oh gosh, yeah, she wants Spock babies so bad.
Spock babies.
I'm so interested on when we see Bones and, like, Because that's my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, did they just show up with Kirk or were they already there? I can't remember.
Well, I think, I mean, like I said, I think that's probably where we're getting there on the second. Like, Kirk brings a crew on. You know, Spock probably stayed because he's Spock. Uhura is still there, but then he's going to bring Chekov, Sulu, mm-hmm. as part of a new crew, and Scotty.
Now, here's the thing. If we want to get all those characters towards the end of this show, I'm not saying that we just need to go into redoing the original series, even though this looks so much better than... Well, and I know that it was 40, 50 years. I get that. I'm just saying. Like, I watched it and I was like, oh, God, this is terrible. But just, you know. And, yeah, anyway, so I'm here for it. If they want to let this show run 2, 3, 4 years, I'm down. Of now,
like I said, if it gets like this, I'm for it. Like I said, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I like how it's kind of got it's not serial, but it also kind of has like an underrunning plot that could kind of span. So
yeah, we're gonna see
if you maybe would hurt.
We're gonna see M'Baku's daughter play into this some a little bit. I think obviously. Number one, being an Illyrian is going to play into that, I think, with her ability to fight disease. So I'm fine with stuff like that, like behind the, you know, little side pieces around here. But you're right. I like the serial, you know, at most let's get a two-parter out of something and then call it a day.
That was, I was the apparent self-repairing functionality of the uniforms, because when number one's like hurt, she like rips that bad boy open, but then when she gets up and looks in the mirror, it's all perfectly put together again. They got that self-regenerating fabric, which is nice in the future.
Yeah, it'd be.
That was sarcasm. They messed up.
I just assumed she changed shirts. I wasn't paying attention that much.
She stood up and she glowed. Why did I glow? Why?
So the character that I'm really interested in them exploring is the blind engineer. I'm interested to see how they develop him.
Oh, the Anor one?
Yeah.
Beyond just being a cranky blind guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine if they want to pull in some Andorians and Anars, and I mean, I'm down with it. Like I said, Discovery, you know, other than Trey's point that all their stuff looked way too fancy for something that was set before the Enterprise. Now we're on the Enterprise, so let's, you know, now we know what we're playing with. And so we can, you know, we can play with those things. And if they want to tell, like I said, at this point, I'm pretty sure, and I'm sure there's, if we went into the, what is it, Memory Alpha or whatever that website is that has all the Star Trek stuff on it, maybe there is some bigger picture things from this time period. But I think there's a lot of unknown that they can just tell some stories.
Yeah, and I what I'm hoping is they don't do the fan service thing. Like, there is no need for, like, Pike should never encounter the Borg. Please don't make it happen. I did like that they stuck.
No, wait. You know that the Borg are TJ's favorite enemy. Why would you say something like that just to antagonize him?
It's not the antagonizer. It's they have maintained continuity thus far, and I would like them to keep doing that. They even made sure to let you know that there were repercussions to that whole Discovery incident. Like, the stuff they did with Discovery and get, you know, sending them to the future was from that. They brought that out. So, you know, stick with your established plot line. Like, if the Borg show up now, then tell me how Picard had never, I mean, or there was no entry of them until later.
That's fine. I didn't say anything about bringing the Borg. Pat is right. They are the best. So, but if they keep doing it like they've done it so far, I'm fine. They don't need to bring the Borg in.
Yeah. There's a lot of, you know, branch out and, you know, this is, it's a familiar setting. There are a couple of known characters, but this is your chance to kind of do a season one Mando. Make your own, you know, you've got this huge, you know, huge media universe to play with. Send me out, you know, find me some other, you know, green skin girls for, I don't know who's the womanizer. It was, you know, it originally was Kirk, then it became Riker. So who's the?
Well, it seems Pike is a little bit.
Is Pike going to be?
I don't know. He seems
either that or
he's got that charming, dapper kind of.
The you know, the pilot with the fade. She can go either way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can see the Gorn. They can be bad news.
They've already brought the Gorn up, so that'd be a good way to go. Because what's her name? The
little foreshadowing
original. There. Yeah, because the security officer had a bad Gorn incident.
Yeah, and that sounded, you know, brutal. Talking about how they'd keep him alive, and she ended up being the last one left, and they sent them out and
sent out on a raft. Yeah.
Like you could send there could be like a really intense few episodes if they got into that.
100%.
And that would be a way to kill some people if you wanted to actually bring in Bones and Scotty and Chekhov and all those guys.
Bring some of the red shirts, you know. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You can never have enough red shirts.
Well, no, and this time they pointed out that their irritation. Like, it never really made sense. Like, how do they pick who's on the away team? But now he said, you're on the away team rotation this time. You get to go.
Yeah, see, I'm down with that. Also, this is going to be super dangerous. We need to bring some red shirts so that they die and I don't. So, anyway, Strange New Worlds, definitely digging it thus far.
Total thumbs up.
Yeah.
I just realized they had an away mission and nobody died. They had two away missions.
And it was dealing with music theory, which is always just fun times.
Yeah. They had two away missions and nobody died. The other one
And that is Untrek like. That's the most Untrek thing they've done.
Yeah. That's it. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. That was uncalled for.
Trey's tapping out after three episodes.
Yeah, that's nobody's it. Died You're right. Yet. You're right. Nobody's dead. I need that. How Starfleet supposed to keep you know churning out cadets if nobody dies.
That's right. So,
thumbs up on Strange New Worlds.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thumbs up on Halo.
Which after the last two, like, this Discovery hurt me hard. So with this, it's kind of like breathing some new Trek life for me.
Yeah. I'm also thumbs up on Halo for our next show.
I mean, Halo, that dude that looked just like it was out the video game. When they attacked that temple and it like cut to first person inside Master Chief and things just went nuts. I'm like, this looks right out of a video game. So good.
So as one who has never played the game, now that Cortana has control of Master Chief, are we ever going to see John again?
See, that's different. That doesn't happen in the games. That does not happen a single time when the game picks up. So Halo 1 picks up on the Halo. Okay. Which we haven't even seen yet. Well, we've seen it. when Maquis and him go there in that weird trance vision thing, where their consciousness is there, I guess, or whatever. That's the Halo with the rolling green and all this different stuff. We haven't even seen the Halo yet. So John has taken the artifacts, which also away from the Covenant. So we saw the brutes. Y'all saw them giant monkeys. They're Surus. Surus the scary. And the grunts, I love how he ripped his oxygen or his nitrogen or whatever it is mask off and just basically was like, here, you suffocate now. And so you saw the battles, the big battles we've seen in this show have been really good.
Yeah.
But in the first game, you show up, Master Chief is brought to the Halo, the Covenant are already on it, and him and Cortana, like she's there. Like she's a part of you. She's on the disc in the back of his head. He can take her out and put her into computers and she can hack like R2. I mean, that's, you know, like the droids do, except he pulls her out and puts her in a little thing and plugs it in the universal flash drive disc thing that everybody has. And so, so we never see her completely take over John in the game.
So so that's like pre anything in the video games. So we do know if it follows video games, she's going to have to give John back control. And then they're going to have to do some kind of modification. She's not just in his brain.
Well, no, we've already seen the little rectangle with the circle in it. We've already seen him put that back in his helmet. We saw that two episodes ago.
Okay.
So we already have her and the ability to stick her in like a USB flash drive into computer.
Well, right, but if he takes that out, she's still there. Even if he doesn't have his helmet on, she's still there.
No. She's in the little circle. Like she's in the network or whatever now. And so in the game, when he pulls her out, she's no longer in his head. She's on that thing, and she pops up on the little console.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But we've seen her while she's in pop up on the console in the TV show.
In his head.
No, I know we have. She's not removable right now. So they may alter that a little bit, but we do know that she's going to have to be on point, and they're going to learn to be symbiotic instead of one or the other.
And we're going to need John back if we're ever going to use the artifact or whatever.
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently. Unless they can find another blessed one.
Yeah, because there is no other blessed one because that wasn't a thing. So... Like that's a thing that's new to this TV show, which is fine. Like I said, I'm fine with them taking. I don't need them just to rehash video game.
You could just go play the video game.
Yeah, 100%. I could go watch the cut scenes in the video game. I don't need them to do that. I'd rather them, you know, do a story. And this is fine. Halsey is definitely still the bad guy. And it's not really she's a bad guy. She just is willing to. She wants to evolve humans, and she doesn't care what happens in the process.
Miranda kind of realized, he's like, that's not my mom, because she remembered the whole thing about the Flash clones.
Yeah. So Miranda Keys in the game is a big to-do in the UNSC. They're moving on that direction, which is fine, 100% fine. Like I said, they brought in the Silver Team way early compared to what, you know. And it's interesting because in Halo 1, that's what the screen looks like with the little health bar, and you see the little squares, and then when it starts blinking when they're out of shield. In Halo 2, you could just super dive. Like, you didn't like hurt, jumping did not hurt you. And so, not that they're going to shift the shielding around, because it went back towards the other where your shield can get blown off of you or whatever. But, you know, I think we're going to see next season, because the Covenant already know where the Halo is.
Right. Well, and I mean, we got this whole thing because we still got, you know, the girl who took over for her dad is now, you know, supposed to show Master Chief where to go and open this portal on the one planet.
Madrigal.
So Madrigal. Should remember
on
that.
On the Encanto planet. Yeah.
Welcome to the planet Madrigal. We don't talk about Halo. But so we've got a lot of stuff that didn't get kind of resolved there. And like, so we know there's, I'm hoping there's a season two, because there's a lot of cliffhangers going on. Like,
100%. Because John's not a thing. And we never found out what happened to your boy.
Do we think the other two going to take their chips out? Their emotion capsules? We're going to have
full on. I don't know. It seemed that they trusted, you know, towards the end, they trusted Master Chief and Kai anyway. And so I think it's unnecessary for them to. I mean, they'll be more wooden and robotic if they don't. But,
well, right. But I think from John and Kai's point of view, I mean, they do care about those two. So they would want a life and remember past.
Yeah, but also from John and Kai's point of view, the reason we're in this predicament is because John decided to go save Kai's life instead of just keep the artifact at the beginning, because he didn't have his emotion chip. So it says it makes you a worse soldier, but then, like Cortana said, I think it was the last episode, that Dr. Halsey doesn't understand the unique thing about humanity is our humanity and blah, 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 blah. And so, you know, so I'm down. I'm sure they will. I like that they've introduced the Silver Team. It's not just Master Chief out here taking on an entire Covenant race by himself. Like, that's a little bit far-fetched. Even when I'm, you know, the hands behind the controller, it's unrealistic. And so,
I do like that they call him the Demon.
Yeah, it's good. I really hope we meet the Arbiter, which is the protagonist for the Covenant. He's their demon.
Yeah. I was waiting for Master Chief's lights away, the two Covenant priests. I was waiting for them to get headshots.
No, because they're definitely still around. They definitely are, if they're, like I said, if we're pre the first Halo found, then obviously they don't know that there's a whole bunch of Halos. and that they were made by another species to wipe out life across the planet, across the universe.
I mean, that seems excessive. Like, why would you hate yourself so much that you're like, you know what, I'm going to take myself and everything else out?
Yeah, it's not, they're not organic though. And so it ends up being interesting, like I said, because you basically have the Covenant and the humans are in this war, right? Well, then you get the Flood introduced, which is just chaos, okay? Nobody likes them, either side. They're basically zombies. And so they're just disgusting plant gross things that try to kill everybody. So they end up, the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of business. They don't really work together, but they also, everybody tries to kill the Flood. And so, but then you end up having the elites join the humans, the brutes take over, and there's a civil war inside of the Covenant. And so then you end up meeting the Forerunners and all these other people, like I said, that are trying to, and so you end up not all Covenant. So it ends up being this massive galactic thing that the actual human covenant war is just the beginning of it, and then it's just background. Like, so it ends up being Master Chief is like, oh, not only do I have Covenant trying to kill me, now I have the Flood and the Banished trying to kill me. And so,
but why me? Why y'all coming after me? There's other people.
Yeah, go kill them.
Go kill.
He needs to read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. He's doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure influencing
them. He's just not winning the friends.
Yeah. Number one on that book is don't shoot your friends in the face.
Or any group of them.
Yeah, you know. So it ends up being like the elites are on our team, but the grunts are stupid, so they go with the brutes and the jackals, which are those little, like, you know, the ones that have the shields, the, like, the little, you know. So you have the grunts, which are the little stupid ones, and then you have the jackals, you have the elites, and then you have the brutes, and then you have the, like, the prophets, like the high priests and whatever. And so, and that's not even the crazy part of when you get the automated Halo defense systems, which are these crazy robot sentinels that fly around, very similar to stuff we've seen in the MCU, like the robot sentinels.
Okay.
Except they're just little, like they're little, like they're just, I mean, they're not very big.
Like drones.
Kind of, yeah, kind of like drones, basically. Except they shoot very hurtful laser beams at you.
I never could play Halo because the first person shooters, like, make me sick. I can't. They give me headaches and make me dizzy. That's why I like God of War and Gears of War, because they gave you that third person. I appreciated that. Yeah. I wish Halo would give you that third person option. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. See, I love a first person shooter. I'm a sucker for the Halo series. I love it so good. So, but anyways, Halo TV show not lining up with the Halo games, but also thumbs up. Super good.
But it might be because it's going before.
We haven't even gotten to the Halo yet. So that's where the first game steps in. So, and then we get games like Halo Reach and ODST, but it's really from a different vantage point entirely, where you're a Marine in the middle of this Covenant War. I mean, that's all that is. So,
but we did see an orbital drop.
We did. Yeah.
They were like, oh, is it going to be jetpacks? Are we thrusters? Is it superhero landing? Hard on the knees.
Yeah. Yeah. Zero Fs were given into the desert floor. I do appreciate how their armor was hella dusty when they got back on the boat.
Yeah. Yes. But like I said, that was coming, and all of a sudden they're like, wait a second. What's that noise? I'm like, oh, I'm picking up Covenant. Why didn't you pick them up before? They were hidden in the mountain. I couldn't detect them. How many? 10, 20, what?
Hundreds. Yeah, I also appreciate, but here's, because my brain was thinking, because I have Trey not as bad, especially about things that I like. I overlook, you know, inconsistencies. But for this one, when their armor got dirty, I was like, that means they're susceptible to knife, because obviously they have shields that protected them from all the plasma, but dirt got on their armor. So it's like slow moving objects penetrate the shields. I was like, they're susceptible to knifes.
Well, but don't, I mean, but didn't the needlers make it through too, though?
They're plasma. They just make it through and then they blow up. Like, they just stick to them and then blow up.
Right. But I'm saying the needlers made it through where the other ones didn't. So it depends on, you know, there are certain things.
So it's slow moving projectiles.
McKee reached over and grabbed that thing, and everybody was just like, you just saw the big wind, all the little grunts just go, bye, fly off the side of the mountain.
Yeah. And then the plasma grenades are mucho good in the game. Those little blue balls that stuck to Riz's or Vanek, whichever one's shoulder.
It was Riz.
Yeah, that's super game like too.
Dude, but that thing where the brute was coming up to Master Chief, and you're like, oh crap! And all of a sudden, the pelican just
mows him.
Cortana just mowed him out. I'm like, what? Oh, she's controlling the ship too.
That was my first thought. Was who's flying? Oh, okay. I forgot. Cortana took over everything. Got it.
I'm like that. That's very useful.
Yeah, see, they don't ever do that in the game. I mean, she helps. Like, she controls, you know, systems and opens doors. And, like, I mean, but it's the thing is, like you said, right now she's still in his head, which, I mean, they can do simultaneously. She's an AI that ends up taking over the universe. So, okay, it's cool. And so...
It's cool.
So, like, that's where she is in Halo 4. Like, she ends up just basically saying, yeah, nah, fam, and takes over all AI everywhere. So...
See, what they need to do is then make it to where, like, it's retro to where she's actually what created the Halos in the past.
So, I mean, you know, so she, but like I said, she doesn't do that. So, obviously, we know it's next season we're going to get John back at some point. And it'll be interesting to see where we land, because you could, I mean, like I said, you could realistically have a whole other season that ends with us getting to the Halo. Like, you don't got to get there quick. Like, that could be the end of the next season and still not feel like it was too slow.
No, because there's still a lot of ground they could cover
before they even make it to the Halo.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
That would be bananas if they didn't even make it to the Halo to the last episode of season 2, and season 3 took place on the Halo. But yeah, at the same time, like I said,
where the game starts.
Yeah, could be, or they just tell a new story with the Halos, and you know, kind of like they did with Wheel of Time, where there's 14 books. We're obviously not waiting that long, and. They can't do all that. And so they started to condense the story. So they could be shooting for, you know, let's just say they're shooting for 4 or 5 seasons and they're just going to condense. Maybe they're going to get rid of the Banished or the Forerunners or whatever and just have like a condensed and just tell a little story that ends with the destruction of the Halos and saving life and call it a day.
So I'm looking up the schedule for television shows with how they're doing this. So Obi-Wan, the first 2 episodes are this Friday. Then it's going to be on Wednesdays. I like that. Just start the day. Give me the day. But next Friday, we got The Boys season 3.
Well, we already saw the trailer where Carl Urban's going to get superpowers. But they're only temporary, though.
No, yeah, they don't. So you have to, it has to be done. And so I don't know if you've read the comics at all. It had to be done in utero for it to be permanent.
Mm.
But they can take the V, get temporary powers. And everybody's power is different. Like, and you may not get the same power every time you take it. You might get a different one. So in the comics, that goes straight out all the time.
So we have Stranger Things coming out Friday, which Netflix will drop the entire
first part. Because the second part comes out July 1st. Yeah.
Okay. So we got that. We got Obi-Wan, and then next week we got The Boys. This is shaping up to not be a bad week, fellas.
No, this is...
And The Boys are going to release episodic, weekly, whatevers as well. And so we'll end up having the boys and Obi-Wan to talk about for the next, you know, few times.
So next week's episode is going to be all Stranger Things.
Yeah, I don't how many episodes of Stranger Things are there?
I don't know. I meant to look that up before I got on here because I saw
it. You didn't because you're unprepared, TJ. It's so unprofessional, bro.
What I did hear though, low key, is that nine.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna have nine, be able to get through 9 hours plus all the other stuff.
The first seven are going to be, say, May 27th. The last two, say, July 1st.
Oh, so they're going to do 7 and 2.
They're going to do the penultimate. They're basically going to lead up to and then drop, like, basically the finale, which is going to be two giant episodes in July.
Okay, so to clarify, what do I got to get through on Stranger Things?
Maybe a couple. We'll probably do a couple. I will have watched all seven. Yeah. You don't have to. I will have watched all seven.
Yeah, okay.
I understand this, but I'm saying if I got to get through, if I got to do Worlds, Obi-Wan, and seven episodes of Stranger Things, that's 9-10 hours of TV in 2 days.
Well, we could always do one episode.
Seriously, Trey, I think that if you were dedicated to the podcast, you'd make it happen.
You know what? That is probably a true statement. But I am also dedicated to not losing half of my so I should probably.
Yeah, I got the pipe show this weekend. There's no way I'm getting through all that too. So I'm just trying to figure out where I got to get to.
Well, let's just do one.
Is what you're saying.
I was just going to say let's do one because that'll set the stage for what has happened from 3 to 4.
Because I could definitely get through. Like, so when I go to the shop, I can get through about 6 hours worth of stuff.
He's talking the cigar shop, Levita, Trey, or TJ.
You're clear. I got it. Yeah. I got it.
The place here.
Where you need to come soon because we miss you. Whoa!
Yeah. I miss you too.
That, sir, was uncalled for.
It was called for.
But, so, I'll get through the two episodes of Obi-Wan. And then I'll probably be able to get through about 3 to 4 episodes of Stranger Things.
You got Strange New Worlds.
That's what I said. Strange New Worlds, two episodes of Obi-Wan. That's 3 hours of stuff. And then probably 3 episodes of Stranger Things.
Obi-Wan only has 6 episodes. Obi-Wan sucks.
They announced it?
Especially since that is the picture for the last episode. Screw you guys.
Yeah, because let's see.
It's Darth Vader for our listeners who didn't see what I showed the camera.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, per canon, Bet from the time he left him on the volcano planet until they met again on the Death Star. But yet here we go.
Well, we're about to throw that in the trash can.
Like they had the whole rest of the Star Wars universe. Thank you, Disney.
So the Acolyte, the Acolyte is coming out and it's going to be set 100 years before the Phantom Menace.
And I guarantee you they will figure out a way to make it like a Skywalker or a Palpatine.
No, it won't be that. You know who will be there, though.
Darth Maul. R2 will be there.
No, Yoda. Because he's not... He was old when Phantom Menace came out.
Yeah, but shouldn't they just make it during the Old Republic?
They should, but they're not. So, we're going to get Yoda for definite.
Oh, probably Chewie, too, because Chewie was like a couple hundred...
Yeah, I think Chewie was a couple hundred years old too.
Did you see the thing? And I meant to send it, but it was like, so in episode 4, all right, Han Solo rolls up in a shiz. Darth Vader's kid, his son, leaves with his son, his daughter, shows up with his old teacher, his old astromech, and the protocol droid that he built. And the Wookiee that saved Master Yoda's life, that he, you know, he went and collected Yoda from when he was a Padawan. The only person on that ship he had no idea who it was Han Solo. And then this dude shows up in a, you know, RV with engines and blows him out of the sky from behind when he's trying to make a thing. He's got to be wondering, who is this person that I've never met that is messing with my life? He must hate Han Solo more than anybody.
That is an awesome theory that I can appreciate.
DJ got
and
quiet.
On that note, we're wrapping this episode up. If you have thoughts on Halo, no, you're not going to interrupt me. I'm just going to keep going. You shut your face, TJ Tamer.
You had your time.
I just have one thing to say.
Okay.
It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Yes. Also, the official trailer for Thor: Love and Thunder just dropped 22 minutes ago. Also, I heard Top Gun Maverick was freaking amazing.
But also,
apparently there's a love story shoehorned in there just a little bit in second act, which kind of bogs it down. But the third act is so freaking action awesome that it doesn't even matter.
Does Maverick try and go after Goose's kid?
Yeah, his name's Rooster, and he's in there.
I know. I'm saying, is that the love story, Maverick? Like,
no, goes after it's some lady.
It's Jennifer Connelly, which, come on. Damn you, don't do that.
I'm just saying it's some lady. I know who the person is, but it's some lady that has
no. No, I'm saying, not saying don't do that to you. I'm saying don't do that. Don't be like, oh, Kelly McGillis got, you know, old, so we're going to replace her with Jennifer Connelly, because why not?
So if you have thoughts on what we've talked about this evening, hit us up on Facebook or Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. We are looking forward to Stranger Things. We're not looking forward to Obi-Wan, but The Boys is going to be
crazy.
A bloody mess of fun.
Oh, it's going to be bananas.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. So also, thanks for
Obi-Wan,
tuning in.
Obi-Wan sucks. He doesn't even have the best lightsaber. The end. Go.
Thanks for tuning in. And as usual, stay geeky, my friends.
Embrace your inner geek.
Bye.
We're out of here. We'll see you later.